Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. I want you to receive a touch from God. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. And they were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked the children. And when Jesus saw it, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I tell you, whoever doesn't receive the kingdom like a child will not enter into it." And he took the children into his arms. He touched them, blessed them, and he laid his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I read that scripture to you because, you know, if you look throughout the Gospels, you'll see that Jesus loved to touch people. He would touch lepers. He would touch blind people. He would touch people who were hurting. He would touch sinners by his words. He would touch all kinds of different people. I remember one time he went up to a funeral, and he touched the coffin, and the young man got up. Another time there was a dead little girl. He went over and he touched her hand and grasped her by the hand and raised her up. Another time Peter's mother-in-law was lying sick in bed with a fever, and Jesus grabbed her by the hand and lifted her up, and she became a servant. See, I really believe that God is touching people today. Everywhere I go, when I travel in my parish missions and I speak to people, it's amazing the stories and the testimonies of how God has brought, for example, alcoholics into recovery. He has brought people that were far away from the church back to Christ. I've even heard stories of physical healings. And they happen because Jesus is reaching out today and touching people. And it's beautiful. And I know that he has a touch for you too. I want you to believe that. I remember I studied in Rome years ago and had a beautiful experience there. I learned theology and scripture and liturgy and all these different things. And I used to love to go over at St. Peter's Basilica. It's a beautiful place to pray and see some of the artwork from all over the world. Well, I also used to love to go to the Sistine Chapel. And if you go into the Sistine Chapel, it's not that big of a building, and there's all kinds of people there, because everybody goes in there. They want to see the beautiful works of Michelangelo. He depicted creation, not as a fireball, not as a human being coming out of the mud, not as wind blowing, but Michelangelo depicted creation as a touch. God reaching out to Adam, and Adam reaching out to God. And I always tell people, it's a touch that creates. And it's also, I want you to get this, it's a touch that recreates. And I believe that God touched Adam way back then and gave him life, but he's still touching people now. And that's why I love that fresco, and that's why everybody's looking up, literally and figuratively. They're looking up to God to see that touch. And right now you're looking to God for a touch. You're probably starving for a touch and hungering for a touch from God in your life right now. And I'm so glad that you've tuned into the program, because all these series that we're going to be doing after this, I'm going to talk about how God touches us through prayer. And he touches us through mercy, through a personal relationship with Jesus. And then God touches us in many other different ways. We can hear the voice of God through prayer. And as we open ourselves up, he will touch you. Of course, God will touch you through your changing and growing. He'll help you to change as you open yourself to his grace. So he touches through grace. And then God will even touch you through your suffering. He didn't give you the suffering, but he'll touch you through it if you stay open to it. And you have to understand something. God didn't give you suffering, but he'll use it to touch you. And then last of all, in this series, I'm going to be talking about how God touches us through the Holy Spirit. I call the Holy Spirit the touch par excellence of God. And if you're hungry for a touch of God, this is the right place to be. I hope that you'll tune in every time, every week at this time, And I'm on many other times on these stations. But especially at this time, if you just saw me for the first time, please keep tuning in, because I believe God has a touch for you. Touch is so important. Think about it. We have five senses. You know, we smell, we hear, we taste, we see. But the fifth sense is the sense of touch. You know, we're all very familiar with it. Touch is so important. I remember, you know, I did a study about touch, and I found out that how important it is. For example, do you know that doctors that touch their patients, doctors that have a good bedside manner, do you know that those patients have a better chance of getting better just because the doctor touched them? You know, it makes sense. You know, we're hungering for that touch. Many elderly people especially that are in their homes, their husband have died or the wife has died, the children have moved away, they don't have a whole lot of contact with people. They're starving for touch because touch is important. We need to have that communication with another. We need to feel another's love. And touch brings healing, especially in the Gospels. We see, you know, the touch of Jesus healed so many people. I know I'm not a big grower of plants or anything, but I understand that horticulturists will tell you know what? If you go over your plant, if you're trying to grow a tomato plant or a flower or something, you know, sometimes it's important just to reach over and touch the plant. And it's like that personal contact even helps plants to grow. And some horticulturists will say, don't let anybody watch you do this, but they'll say, you can even talk to your plants and that'll help the plant to grow too. There's a touch institute down in Miami. They actually have a touch institute down there. That's how important touch is, this whole idea of experiencing the touch of God. And they said that they did a study of waitresses and waiters in restaurants. And here's what they found out. They found out that waiters and waitresses that actually went over to their patron and they touched them real gently on the shoulder or just kind of touched them on the neck or something while they were serving them, they were more liable to get a bigger tip. That's how important touch is. And touch is important in all kinds of different ways. For example, in church, if you go to a Catholic church during Mass, during every Mass, we have what's called the sign of peace. And at that sign of peace, you can do it in many different ways. You know, you can just wave to the person or you can smile at them. But most of the time, you hug them or you just shake their hand. It's a point of contact. Touch is a language. It's the language of love. And I believe that God has a touch for you because He loves you. And I thought about blind people, for example. It's interesting, I was on an elevator one time and I went to press the fifth floor and right underneath the button there was all these little bumps. And those bumps are Braille because blind people can't see which floor, which button corresponds to which floor. So they need to feel the bump. They read by feeling. If you've ever seen a Braille book, it's full of those little bumps. By their touch, they can read. That's how important touch is. There's all kinds of different ways. And I want to tell you also that in our church, in our Catholic church, we have the sacraments. And the sacraments have been defined in theology in so many different ways. But I like to define a sacrament as this. It's real simple. I hope you get this. A sacrament, whether it be Eucharist, baptism, confirmation, marriage, holy orders, whatever your sacrament is, a sacrament is a touch of Christ. It's like Jesus, as He reached out to touch the people of His day, what He's doing is, in a sacrament, He's reaching out, and He's reaching out to touch you. Whether it be Eucharist, for example, you come forward, you put out your hand, and you receive, and He touches your tongue. One time in the Gospel, Jesus touched the man's tongue, who was mute and deaf. He just touched his tongue, and he could hear and speak again. And in the same way, in Eucharist, He touches your tongue. He touches your hand so that you can speak and so that you can touch other people. So the key here is what I'm talking about in this whole thing is that whether it was the touch of Michelangelo that he portrayed God reaching out to touch people or a touch of a sacrament or touch itself, I'm trying to proclaim to you that touch is important. It's human. It's something we're very familiar with. And it wasn't just a one-time thing. This is why Michelangelo portrayed that beautiful touch. See, a touch creates and a touch recreates. And people all around are being touched by God. I, I want to bear witness to this really quickly. I can tell you that touch is important because God touched me. I remember when I was 19 years old, I was searching. I had the touch of people in my life, a girlfriend or my parents, but I really didn't know that touch of God. You know, that God personally touching me. But as I began to open myself up to touch and open myself up to God and believe that God wanted to touch me too, what happened to me is I received the Holy Spirit. And I'll talk about this, and as you stay tuned in weeks to come, you'll hear about the Holy Spirit and how the Spirit of God can touch you in a way that perhaps you've never experienced before. Well, I had that touch from the Holy Spirit, and wow, my life changed. And I want to tell you that one touch from God, that's all it takes, is one touch from God, and your whole life can change. Now, I found out something. I remember when God touched me when I was 19, I still had problems. I still had circumstances. I still had tribulations. And they didn't necessarily go away. And that's where a lot of people get confused. They think, well, if God touches me, everything should be better. Well, things will be better for you, but your circumstances may not change. Your life, you know, all around you may not change. You can't control people, but you'll change. And that's the key. See, I always say that one touch from God and everything's different. And no matter what you face it with a new courage. You face it with a new strength. You face it with a new comfort. For example, the sacrament of anointing, the sacrament of the sick. I oftentimes go, recently I went to a convent. Here's these 20 nuns that had given their lives for Christ. They're now 80, 85, 90 years old, some of them. They're sitting in wheelchairs, broken. Their bodies are broken, but their spirit's still alive. And I anointed them with oil. And it was a very beautiful sacrament. Jesus touching those people who had touched so many lives. Those nuns had touched thousands and tens of thousands of lives. And I told them, I said, you know what? You may not be cured physically by this anointing. Maybe you will. And I want to be open to that. But what Jesus is primarily doing in a sacrament is he's touching you to strengthen you, to comfort you, and to help you. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're hurting in your body. Maybe you're depressed or in despair. Maybe your spiritual life has been drying up and you don't feel like your prayer life is working all that well and everything, and you need that touch from God. This program can be sacramental for you. That simply means that it's a medium through which, it's a channel through which, it's like this electricity cord through which God's touch can come directly to you. To comfort you, to strengthen you, to resurrect you, to raise you up right where you are. I want you to take this personal. God has a touch for you right now. And I want to continue to tell you, I remember when I was touched when I was 19 years old, what happened to me was this. God poured out his Holy Spirit in a way that I never would have dreamed. But I had what's called a near-death experience, where I actually went to Jesus, and he revealed to me what's going to happen when we die. And I remember, in glory, surrounded by light, I felt Jesus put his arm around me and he touched me. And you know, that was a very dramatic thing. And I write about it in my book called Death, the Final Surrender. Many people are buying this book because it's the most intriguing book you will ever read. I always tell people, you know, every person on the face of the earth ought to read this book, Death, the Final Surrender. I was on a telethon in Boston, Boston TV. You know, many of you are watching me there in Massachusetts where I grew up. I was on a telethon. I just talked about that book, Death, the Final Surrender, and I talked about how Jesus touched me and how this book describes what's going to happen when we die. The phone lines lit up, people ordering that book, and I believe that you're going to want to get your own copy. So there are touches that are very dramatic, but there's also touches that are very ordinary. And whether ordinary or dramatic, I want to tell you, God wants to touch you. And he has a touch for you. And he'll touch you through sacraments, through creation, through people, through all kinds of different ways. You know, it's interesting. Jesus touched people, and they were healed, and their lives changed. And his love and his mercy was mediated by that touch. It's interesting. But in addition to that, people also touch Jesus. And I want you to get this. As you're watching the program, don't just be a spectator, be a participator. What you have to do to open yourself up to that touch What you have to do to receive that touch is that you got to touch Jesus too. For example, let me tell you a story about in the Gospels. Maybe you'll remember this story. Here's this woman, she's bleeding. And she's bleeding inside. And I don't know what she went through in her life. Maybe she had been abused. Maybe she had been hurt. But she was. The Bible said that she had a hemorrhage. And many people are bleeding inside. They're hurting. They're lonely. They've been abused. They're bleeding inside. They've got depression. They don't understand, why me? You know, why this suffering? Why have my children left the faith? You know, all these different things. Well, anyway, this woman happened to see Jesus, and she had heard Jesus, and she had heard Jesus preach, and there's this throng following Jesus. So Jesus and this big crowd of people are all walking on the road, and all of a sudden Jesus stops, and he looks at his disciples, and he said, "Who touched me?" That's interesting. Jesus is usually touching people. Now he's saying, "Who touched me?" And his disciples said, "Jesus, I mean, can't you see all the people around you? Everybody's touching you." He says, "I know that. But somebody touched me in faith." And he looked around and there was this woman. And the woman said, "Jesus, I touched you." Because she believed that if she just reached out in faith and touched Jesus, that she would be healed. And that's what I want to try to stir up in you here this morning or this afternoon or evening, whenever you're watching. I want you to have faith that if you reach out with an openness, faith is this energy that comes out of you, that if you just open your heart to Jesus, he'll touch you right where you are. And the interesting thing is, when that woman touched Jesus, virtue went out of Jesus. Just by her faith, just by her believing, virtue, that wonderful compassion, that wonderful love, that wonderful power of Christ came out of him. That's why he said, "Somebody touched me because I felt virtue, I felt power go out of me." See, a lot of people were touching him and nothing was happening, but one woman was touching him and a lot was happening. And a lot of people are probably watching on TV and maybe you won't get anything out of it, but if you, in faith, believe, God's going to touch you right now. And I really believe this, that you know what, when God touches you, it's all over but the shouting. As I said, you know, you may still have circumstances, but you'll change and you'll be able to face your circumstances. And I'll tell you, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So touch is such a marvelous reality. You know, God is touching people and reaching out to people. And I want to tell you also that touch is also a metaphorical thing. For example, we're touched by sunrises and sunsets. We're touched by people. We're touched by preaching. I hope you're being touched by this TV program. We're touched by preaching, as I said, music. I want to direct your attention to our beautiful crucifix over here. How can you look at that and not be touched by that? I'm a passionist. We proclaim the crucifix. We proclaim Jesus' love for us. See, that touches me. And I know it touches you too. I remember a story of Mother Teresa. If you've heard of Mother Teresa, I'm sure you have. This beautiful nun, founder of the Sisters of Charity, lived over in India, used to reach out to everybody. She's now a saint. And I remember the story, you know, she's at her home for the sick and the dying. They're bringing these people in off the streets who are dying in the midst of great difficulty, great pain. And this man just happened to come into their home for whatever reason. And he was, I have to tell you, he was an atheist. He didn't really believe. I'm not quite sure the reason why he went in there. But as he was there, they were bringing in this leper from the streets who was literally covered with worms. I mean, a man who was going to die in the streets with no dignity. And they brought him in. And what the sisters do there is they cleanse the wounds. They wash the worms off. They try to give you a place to die, at least with dignity. And this is the man's testimony. He said to Mother Teresa later, he said, "Mother Teresa," he said, "I have to tell you something. I came in to your home and my heart was full of doubt, bitterness, anger. Maybe some of you are feeling some of that." And he said, "When I came in and I saw that wretched man taken in off the streets, and your sisters took care of him. They washed his wounds, and they touched him with their hands, and they bathed him and caressed him so gently." He said, "As I was watching that, I felt something come over me, the love of God come over me." And he said, "I'm leaving your home now, And I'm not bitter and angry and upset and anything. And I'm not full of doubt anymore. I believe. I believe there's a God because I saw God work through your sisters. See, it was that touch that mediated the love of God to that man. Oftentimes I'll just see people smiling. You know, I'll meet people at church, on the road, different places. A person that smiles, you see their energy and you see their joy. That touches me. That inspires me. A person who gives, a person who's very generous, that touches my heart. So really, God works in so many different ways. You know, there's the dramatic ways, the near-death experiences, the filling of the Holy Spirit, powerful signs and wonders. But also God will touch you through very gentle things like people and artwork and statues. I want to tell you the story about Bill Gaither. You may have seen Bill on TV. He's a great gospel singer. He has the Bill Gaither Trio. And he's on many networks, many channels, many stations, and he sings, and, you know, the Bill Gaither Gospel Hour. One time, Bill was at a service, at a revival, at a mission, and he was just there with his friends, and he had been to many of these different things, you know, these different revivals. Well, God was moving in a very beautiful way, in this one in particular, and he was being graced and blessed. Afterwards, he went up to his friend, and he says, I have to tell you, I've been to a lot of these revivals and missions. And he said, this was special. I've never experienced anything like this. God anointed me in a very beautiful way. And his friend looked at him and he said, Bill, you ought to write a song and call it, He Touched Me. And you know that song? He did write that song. It's become a spiritual classic. And it's called, He Touched Me. I've preached about this in many different churches, and many people have told me, oh, I love that song, I love that song. Well, I'm not going to sing it, don't worry, but the verses go, shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and I'm no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and now the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now I know that he touched me and made me whole. Maybe you're shackled with doubt, with burdens, with guilt, with shame, with despair, with fear. There's all kinds of things, all kinds of burdens we can be shackled with. I'm praying right now, through this preaching, through the truth of God's Word, and through this program as you're watching, right where you are, in a hotel room, in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever you are, I am praying right now that the hand of Jesus will touch you, that a new peace will come over you, that you'll come to realize how much God loves you, and that you're not alone. And I pray that your burdens will be taken away. And as you continue to watch this program over the next series of weeks, over the next weeks to come, and hear about prayer, and about the mercy of God, about suffering, about the Holy Spirit, about Jesus and a personal relationship with him, I pray that your heart will be wide open, like that woman, to touch Jesus, to reach out to him in faith, and to receive the healing and the blessing and the grace that you need. And so now I pray for you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you, touch you, change you, and remain with you forever and ever. Amen. I hope you enjoyed the preaching, the live preaching. I wanted to try to instill within you how important the sense of touch is and how God is touching us all the time, whether we know it or not. I have a cell phone and it awakens at my touch. And then as I touch it even more with my exact fingerprint, it awakens even more. It's the touch of God that gives us an awakening. And oftentimes we think that in order to experience God's touch, it has to be something very dramatic and something very powerful. But what I want to try to help you to understand is it's not always a dramatic touch. God comes to us in many different ways. For example, I heard the story about this fish. He was swimming in the ocean. And as he's swimming in the ocean, another fish came up to him, and the fish said, where's the ocean? And the fish looked at him and said, the ocean, that's what you're swimming in. And what you have to understand is just by the fact that you have life, you are swimming in God's touch. Mere life is God's touch. God is touching you right now by the fact that you are alive, that you can hear me, that you can see me. You are alive and God is touching you. Psalm 139 is a very poignant psalm, and it says, when we sit and when we stand, God knows it. Even before we speak a word, God knows what that word is going to be. So in other words, God is so close to us that he knows us very well. Mere life is the touch of God. Recently, I went to the Grand Canyon, and I hiked the very rim of the Grand Canyon, and it was way down there. It was beautiful. Touched me so deeply. And what touched me the most was, as I looked out at the huge expanse, I appreciated my life, and I knew that God was touching me. You're alive. God has created you, and God is touching you. Don't just live. Live with passion. It is my heart's desire that this program, Live with Passion, touch your lives. Some of you have come back to church. Others of you have come into a deep personal relationship with God. Some have been filled with the Holy Spirit. We're reaching into prisons, homes, hospitals, hotels. I want you to be touched. I get letters and I get emails from different people. And here's one person that was touched. This so blesses me. He says, Father Cedric, thank you for all that you're doing. Your program has helped me overcome a drug addiction. Wow. Grow in my faith. And now I have a deeper understanding of the word. And he said, I've started a Bible study because I want to share with others what I've gained. Talk about a person who's been touched here. That's exactly what we're all about with Live with Passion. And I've written many resources. One of the resources that I wrote, one of the books that I wrote, is simply called He Touched Me. And as I said in my preaching, there's many different ways that God touches us, ordinary ways, dramatic ways. But the bottom line is, I want you to be touched. One touch from God, and your life can be changed and revolutionized. So I'm inviting you to get this book, He Touched Me, or any of my other resources, CDs, DVDs. And when you do, 100% of your money goes back into the production and the airing of Live with Passion all around the world. Thank you in advance for your generosity. Just simply go to my website, or you can call that number, or you can write me at that address. And I guarantee you, you will be touched as you read my resources. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.